Well, we'd like to call our Wednesday, June 11th Planning Commission for Harrisville City meeting to order. Welcome everyone that is here with us tonight. I don't think we have anyone we need to excuse. So we are going to go over our minutes for May. Did you two have a chance to review the May 14th minutes?
I did.
Questions, corrections? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to pass our minutes. Approve, I should say.
Yeah, I motion to approve the Planning Commission minutes for May 14th.
Yes.
Yeah, May 14th. 2025.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, minutes are approved. Okay, item three on our agenda. We are going to be discussing preliminary site plan approval for the Harrisville Commercial Development, located at approximately 2550 North, 750 West. We'll also be discussing the engineer's memo dated June 5th. So let's go to that point. Did we have anything that needs to be presented about this memo, or anything you want to go over with us before we get into a big discussion?
So this agenda item is at the applicant has asked us to table this for this evening's discussion.
They, I didn't read the first one.
You're okay. They couldn't be here.
Okay.
So they've asked us to table that until our July meeting.
I saw the table, but I didn't read them tonight. Okay.
So
all right.
Will they come present about it next time?
Yes.
Say yes.
Okay. So okay. My motion to table the preliminary site plan approval for the Harrisville Commercial Development on 2550 North, 750 West.
I'll second. Can I second?
Right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Since that was not a lengthy discussion. Okay. Item four on our agenda. Make sure I read through all of that. Okay. We are going to discuss the manufacturing site plan amendment for Elite 3 for the property located at approximately 1601 North, 750 West. And we have an engineer's memo for this one as well, dated June 10th. Do we want to go over that with staff before we have a discussion? Do we need to?
Have any questions? Just kind of an overview. It's a larger building, I think is the biggest difference. And then just a few notes on, there is not water available in this area, as you know, and so we're recommending the waive the requirement to have any landscaping because the water isn't available.
So just zero scaping?
Yes. And so not any landscaping, but it's going to be, a zero scape.
Just rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is on the west side of 750, correct? By the railroad tracks there. Okay.
Minor things, an additional handicap parking stall, and of course going through fire district. But if you just reference this memo, it should cover everything we're concerned about.
Okay. Do you have any questions or things on it? It was quite straightforward. I was mentioning that earlier.
Explain the design to me. What are we looking at?
Oh, do you want me to explain it?
Yes.
So we're looking at an oblong shaped building, and each partition has a large garage door, and small. I'm trying to remember. I saw they sent elevations later, but it's meant to be individual rented units. And then a retention pond, obviously, for all of the hardscape that's going in there. So that's essentially a trash enclosure. There's not much. Generally, we would require, you know, more landscape islands.
Yeah.
We didn't see any point to that where there's no landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions about what you're
looking at? It's not one entity. It's a building that will rent to multiple entities.
It has that possibility. I believe the applicant is the applicant here.
Yeah, it's us.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like to speak to them, maybe you could ask them.
Yeah.
Specific questions for them over here.
Tell us what your name is.
I'm Corey.
Corey, hi.
Captain. Nice to meet you guys.
Could you please explain the design to me?
Yeah, so basically it's a 60 by 250 single slope steel building structure. Each unit is designed to be 2,500 square feet, so it can be rented up to 6 units total. Each unit having one garage bay door, and the other block out there is like a storefront glass entry. So it'll be a man door for office slash warehouse space per unit, flex space as we call it. The office space can be done however the tenant may want. Like I was saying earlier, it could be you can take one bay, you can take 2, 3, 4 bays, and we'll put that partition wall according to however many square feet somebody may need. We have worked with the fire department on it already. We talked to him about fire sprinkler system and everything. He sent me a letter, which I don't know if I sent it or uploaded it. We have it signed off by them. No sprinkler system was required because we will have fire rated partition walls between each unit. Parking lot wise, we try to do 5 stalls per unit. We have 1 handicap now. There was notes that came back that we may need a second handicap stall, so he'll add that in on the drawings as needed. The possibility of maybe one more landscaped island, but again, the islands will just be gravel rock because there's no water retention pond in the rear for all the water flow to go back to. Other than that, it's just a simple single slope building. So we do have an elevation, and I have one here as well. We kind of have a rendering of how the office space will work out for each unit as well. I don't know if you have the rendering, the elevation for that, but here's kind of the rendering.
Is that one of the ones you sent us?
That I think.
No, I didn't think so.
To try to make it look a little bit better architecturally, we also added like a little eyebrow on above each storefront entrance. Instead of just doing like a, you know, a shop door entrance, we did storefront entrances on each one to kind of give it a little bit better retail, not really retail look, but just a little bit better facade for it. So
it's amazing how much that changes the aesthetic, really.
Right.
I was just talking to someone about this the other day, like, hey, it's a huge difference to have that. So that was good thinking.
Yeah, so each little eyebrow will just be a little awning over the man door. We'll add some nice little light fixtures around each entrance. There's a window above each unit as well if somebody wanted to actually put office space on the second level. So right now we have it just built to say, hey, you know, you're going to get a standard size office and a bathroom, ADA compliant each unit. Mm-hmm. And then it's got an emergency exit man door on the rear of each unit as well. So we'll be 10 feet off our property line back there though, so it's just like you're going to be walking out into gravel. So mm-hmm. Or it have the HVAC units back there mounted to the building, so you can access them if you need to have any kind of repairs done. As far as the space goes, they'll just have shop heaters in the warehouse space, offices, like if you want to put a mini split in the office space for heating and air conditioning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, hopefully I explained it good enough.
No, that was great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You want to stay up here? Do you have anything else for me?
I don't have any other questions.
So what are your office hours?
On the facility?
Yeah.
So obviously we'll be the owners of the building, but it's going to be up to the tenants to have it, and obviously we'll comply with whatever city code is on that, but let each tenant know like these are the hours of operation, so they'll have to individually apply for their business permit and everything per unit. So
okay, thank you.
Our hopes is to maybe get 2 tenants in the building.
Yeah.
Somebody maybe just wants half of it, you know. Obviously, it can take up to 6, but we're hopeful that it'll be less than 6. 6 is great for, you know, stability. You know, if one person had to leave, you still got 5 tenants in there, but, you know, 2 to 3 would be ideal for a space like this, but the option to have up to 6. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and as far as the exterior goes, it's metal paneling. We'll have it designed where we're going to do alternating colors for every 2 bays. So we'll kind of give it a little bit of, so it's not just one long, one color building. It'll be like, you know, black paneling and white paneling to give it kind of a modern look. So with black trim or fascias off it. So.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to grant manufacturing site plan amendment.
Yeah, I will make a motion to grant manufacturing site plan amendment for unit 3. Property located at approximately 1601 North, 750 West, subject to Harrisville City Municipal Code. City Engineer's memo dated June 10th, 2025. And any other staff or agency requirements.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Have you submitted your building permit?
Yeah, well, I'm uploading as I get them. We just got the final stamp drawings for the middle building today, so I'll upload those, and I just got to get putting the foundation plan uploaded, and that should be everything for the permit.
Sounds good. I just didn't follow up with you on that.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, we're uploading that as we speak, so it's taking a minute to get all the plans for everything, so.
Okay, so item 5 today is a conditional use permit. They're not here.
Correct.
So I would make a motion to table this particular conditional use permit, 146 for daycare services.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Anyone
if
wants
they're
to?
Not here
yeah.
to discuss it, to share information. So I propose that we table this conditional use permit until next time.
I will second.
All in favor? Do I need to call all in favor every time? I do, don't I? That's good. Just checking. Okay. Well, here we are. Public comments. We'll see if we have any public comments.
Do we have anybody online?
Sometimes we have quieter, shorter meetings. Nobody complains.
Sure. I will second that.